think we just hear music.
I think if you're going to bring a cover to the table,
like a version,
you want to do something that's got your own twist.
Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks now.
Music stimulates our imagination.
From the chords to the lyrics.
Be the bass drum.
Like a version.
Just spontaneous. We went with the vibe, what felt right.
Gotta keep the energy up.
Like a version.
This is going to be felt in the upper part of your body.
Here it comes, an original and a cover.
Prepare yourself.
Like a version on Triple J.
In this morning for Triple J's Like a Version, Alex Leahy. Good morning.
Hello. How are you?
Yeah, very good. This is exciting. Mm. I mean, I'm just having flashbacks now from the last time we were sitting here in the Like a Version studio having this conversation. You did Natalie Imbruglia's Torn.
Nothing's fine, I'm torn. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel.
I think you guys had just come in as well. Is that
yeah,
what
you
guys just
been,
started?
Yeah, we would have been. I don't, yeah. Was that the first time we met? Was the first time we met when you played my 21st birthday, when you DJed my birthday?
Yeah. I mean, the time that you remember it was Like a Version.
Yeah, fair. Okay, we'll just go with that. And, I mean, we had you earlier in this year for a bit of a single chat. And you've been on tour, like really busy since May this year.
Yeah, I've been super busy since, my record came out and we're going out on tour again next month. We're doing a regional Australia tour, which is sick. I've never actually done one before. Never done a regional tour.
How does that work? Do you like get up a map and you go, I want to go here, here, here and here? Or does someone go, you're going to go here, here and here?
Throw darts at like a map of
it. Are you high enough up that they've got like a heat map? We go, geez, I love you around Wagga. You should do a pub down there.
No, I've just been told. You know, where we're going to go play. And, you know, there are so many awesome venues out there. So I'm super excited to. I think I'm even doing my first RSL.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's honest.
Bottomless soft drinks.
Yeah, that's
going to be great.
What was the North America tour like?
It was amazing. It was so, so good. It was, really, really great.
And, I mean, you had at least 30 shows in 30 different states. I heard that you'd invited someone along the way to every show and they never rocked up.
What? Oh, Tay.
Yeah.
Wait, I was like, what? I was like, probably.
No. Your manager told me this.
Well, we did it. Yeah, we did a shout out to Taylor Swift when we were playing in Williamsburg.
Right.
But she didn't take us up on the offer. But, you know, Tay, if you're out there tuning into Triple J on a Friday morning or whatever it is for you, wherever you are, should totally come to Narrabeen RSL and...
tear up, get some of that bottomless soft drink.
I actually checked some of the dates and I reckon it's going to line up because if you don't know, but Taylor Swift is going to be playing the Melbourne Cup and I think you're doing a show at the ESPY like the night before the Melbourne Cup,
right? This is a thing, yes.
This could happen.
I'm very aware of
this. Is she like an idol of yours? I didn't even really realise
I'm a huge Taylor Swift fan. I have been for a very long time. But I think the thing that has like sort of triggered this whole thing is that she put one of my songs on a playlist she made.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
okay. Oh, so it's
like,
in reach. You're not just shooting for the
stars
here.
So it was sort of like, because I like idolise her as a songwriter so much, like when that happened, I was like, wow, this is like the biggest pat on the back ever.
Yeah.
But now it's sort of been like, the mission to get her to a show.
Oh, what song did she put in the playlist?
Well, she put a song on it that I didn't anticipate. It's called I Want to Live With You, and it's the very last song of my most recent record. And it's not a single or anything, which would suggest that she's listened to the whole record.
You would think so. She's clearly gone through it all, and then she's ended on the last one and gone, you know what, that's my favourite.
And you've clearly thought about that process from her side of things as well.
Ben, I've been thinking about it a lot.
Well, let's find out what original you're going to be doing for us this morning. What track is it?
The original.
Yeah, the original.
Yes, the original is a tune called Misery Guts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's Ben's favourite.
I do.
Is it?
Yeah, my favourite song off the album.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I love the line in the song where you say you're an old Hotmail account that you will never renounce. Have you still got like an old Hotmail kicking around?
I do, and I can't get rid of it.
Yeah,
because
I'm the
so
same.
Many things get sent
attached to it as well.
Yeah.
Like, use it for your backup emails.
I mean, considering
emails.
Like, you know, you're probably getting like pizza emails and all sorts of crap on it anyway. Would you like to tell us that it doesn't really matter?
Don't give it out.
No, go for it.
No, but it's not a, I mean, I've just like given it away. It's not a like cool one. Like as in like
it's
an
uncool
one. It's
just like Alex Leahy.
Yeah, okay. All right, guys.
Well, let's get it this morning for the Triple J's Like a Version. Alex Leahy is here. We're Ben and Liam. This is Misery Guts. Whenever you're ready, over to you. Leahy, very in your face this morning for Triple J's Like a Virgin. You with Ben and Liam. Thank you so much for that, Alex.
Pleasure.
I love the bit where you were just kicking into another gear and then like with a piano when you slide your finger across all the keys, like the only thing I can do on a piano, but you do it with a guitar and you're like, bam, on the neck of the guitar.
It's pretty fun. There's like, I think, three fuzz and distortion pedals on at once on my board, let alone Geno's. So it's a lot of lot of meat.
What is that?
Very meaty.
I like a meaty Like a Virgin. What is that move called when you run your fingers along the head?
Is there a name for that?
I think I was just doing, it was like a pick slide.
Pick slide.
It's like you get the pick and you, because like the gauge of the guitar strings, it's just like pure friction.
I've played Guitar Hero and I'm pretty sure they got like power riffs on there and you don't have to strum. You just go.
It's like when you're tapping away like you're in. What's that? What are they? Through the Fire and the Flames?
Oh my God, Dragon Force.
Dragon Force. Yeah, someone should do that
for
like
white
a version.
Whale. That would be amazing.
Well, I mean, hell. I mean, you still got time to change your mind, but
I know,
hell, it
guys.
Might even be. It might
imagine how much the band would freak out if you were like, "All right, we're doing that.
Get up the tab."
Alex, you are in this morning for Like a Version. We do need to get a clue as to what you're going to be covering. Do you have one for us?
Yeah. So the clue for the cover is "Be Patient."
Be patient.
We think we just hear music.
I think if you're going to bring a cover to the table,
Like a Version,
you want to do something that's got your own twist.
Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks now.
Music stimulates our imagination.
Busy dreaming about boys.
From the chords to the lyrics,
be the bass drum.
Like a Version.
Just spontaneous. We went with the vibe, what felt right.
Gotta keep the energy up.
Like a Version.
This is going to be felt in the upper part of your body.
Here it comes, an original and a cover.
Prepare yourself.
Like a Version on Triple J.
Alex Leahy is joining you this morning for Triple J's Like a Virgin. She's already done her original Misery Guts. We still have a cover to get to as well. I want to mention, we were talking about this a little bit before, but we were obviously in Lucentale for Triple J's One Night Stand over the weekend, which is quite close to Mount Gambier. And we know you've got a little bit of history in Mount Gambier, don't you? We did the show from Mount Gambier this time last week.
We were just talking about Mount Gambier, like before... because we have a special guest. I don't know if this is like we're allowed to say.
No. I mean, she doesn't have a microphone, but yeah. G-Flip is behind you.
G-Flip's here.
G-Flip was there.
So Flip did the One Night Stand in Lucindale, and Cleo, who plays keys in my band, her and I went to high school together, and we were like, is that near Mount Gambier?
Cleo just by the back of the room there.
Yeah. We're like, is that near Mount Gambier? And she was like, why do you care if it's near Mount Gambier? She's like, is that where you're from or something? We're like, no.
What's Mount Gambier?
Well, Mount Gambier is the coveted destination for the Generations in Jazz band competition.
Okay.
That Cleo and I used to compete in when we went to school together.
Oh, so you would go to Mount Gambier
when you were
compete?
Doing your sax?
Yeah, so I was playing sax, and when Cleo and I did it together, I was in year 10 playing sax and very frightened of Cleo, who was playing keys in year 12.
Because she was like the cool kid?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if she was cool, but I'm still scared of her now.
Well, look, it's come full circle. You're in a band together now, which is cool. I mentioned G-Flip is here. This is your band's drummer here. What's G-Flip going to play?
There's a few of us. So Jess Elwood's playing drums.
Yes, okay.
Richie Buxton's playing bass.
How many guitars do we have in this room?
Three guitars. So
this is going to be insane.
So Matt Jennings is playing one guitar. The other guitar is being played by John O'Took, who's actually in Cry Club.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome band.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm playing guitar. Cleo's playing keys. And then Flip's playing a bunch of orchestral percussion. So she's got timpanis, she's got big cymbals, she's got my peanut butter jar with rice in it, which is a shaker, not so orchestral, another snare drum. So there's a lot of stuff going on.
Okay, well, this is exciting. I mean, you've obviously brought in like some heavy amounts of
musicians.
This
is a big, big setup. I cannot wait to find out what you're going to be covering. We should mention, we found out before this started that, is it the timpanis? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, timpanis.
That's the first time we've ever had this for a version.
The debut.
Can you please reveal what you're going to be covering for us for like a version this morning?
Am I allowed to now?
Go for it.
Okay, so we are going to be covering a song called Welcome to the Black Parade by My Chemical Romance. I know, it's terrifying, but we're doing it.
The emo anthem.
My fringe has just grown 4 inches just from sitting here listening to that.
I feel nauseous now that I didn't think it was this much of a
thing. No, I mean, it's definitely a thing, right? I feel like anyone this sort of age who grew up around that kind of time, were you a bit of an emo kid or did you just love their music?
I just love it. I just love, emo and pop punk and all that kind of stuff, and it is sacred ground. But we're gonna give it a red hot go.
Well, look, you did Torn last time you were here doing a cover. Alex Leahy, you're a big game player. I believe in you.
You don't come here to muck around.
And all 79 of your musicians that you have with you
not
here this
here
morning.
To put socks on caterpillars, as they say. Yeah.
Okay, well, let's bloody do this. This is a song that you would know and you would love. It's Welcome to the Black Parade by My Chemical Romance. You are here with Ben and Liam on Triple J. Alex Leahy, whenever you're ready, take it away.
Godspeed.
When I was a young boy, my father took me into the city to see a marching band. He said, "Son, when you grow up, would you be the savior?" Because one day I'll leave you a phantom.
You did us proud, Alex Leahy. My God. Bang on the tight jeans and the eyeliner. That is My Chemical Romance. Welcome to the Black Parade, an absolute anthem. You did it justice this morning.
Oh, man.
Thank you so much for that.
It's a lot of fun.
What a like a version.
You said you were not here to put socks on caterpillars, and you were not.
And we did not.
You did not indeed.
Do you think, I mean, we ask this every week when an artist is about to head out on tour. Mm. We say, are you going to play the Like a Version? I mean, I don't know if you'll be able to do exactly what you just did there without all that power behind you.
Or is this a special treat for Like a Version?
I think we'll have to figure it out.
You never know.
I mean, yeah, to be honest, like, it took that long to put it together. Like, we're going to bloody play it again.
Yeah, that's good.
If it kills me.
Okay, that's good to know.
If you want to see it live, potentially, if it is in the show, the Best of Luck Club tour kicks off in Australia on October 23rd. It's a huge tour. I was looking through the dates before. If you want to see if she's coming near you, you can. Just go to the Alex Leahy website. All the tour dates are up there.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Alex, and we'll chat to you again soon.